I want to think about how Josiah died in battle, and you've got this referenced in 2 Kings 23 and 2 Chronicles 35. Just to start with, 2 Kings 22, verse 20, God says to Josiah, "I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace." Well, the reality was that Josiah died in battle, not in peace, as we have in 2 Chronicles 35. And yet the potential was that he could have been gathered to his grave in peace. But he didn't want that because he goes ahead madly and wants to get involved in a fight that was nothing to do with him. And he goes against all the red lights and he ends up dying because of it. He did not die in peace. It's like God saying in 40 days Nineveh will be destroyed. Well, it wasn't because they repented. And so you see here the various possible futures which there are in the lives of people, and that includes ourselves. Well, 2 Kings 23, 29 says that in his days Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went up against the king of Assyria, and King Josiah went against him, and Pharaoh Necho killed him at Megiddo. Well, this was a fight between Egypt and Assyria, and he obviously thought, Josiah obviously thought, that he needed to join in and get political sort of capital out of this and do what he could to damage the king of Egypt, whom he saw as the bigger threat at that time than Assyria. Well, his servants carried him in a chariot dead from Megiddo, brought him to Jerusalem, and the people of the land made Jehoahaz king, etc. But 2 Chronicles 35 gives a different perspective. I'll read from verse 22. "Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself that he might fight with him, and didn't listen to the words of Necho from the mouth of God." So clearly, when Necho says, "Don't meddle with me," actually, this was a confirmation of prophetic words that had been spoken to Josiah. "And all the same, he went to fight in the valley of Megiddo," which of course has its equivalent in the last days, a great mourning and fighting in the valley of Megiddo in Zechariah 12, where it's a disobedient Israel who suffer there but are saved finally by grace, as I suggest happens to Josiah. Well, he went into battle disguised. That's just what Ahab did in 2 Chronicles 18, and he was killed doing it, having also defied God's prophetic word not to go into battle. So Josiah dies really disobedient. He refused to hear God's word. He refused to accept the biblical precedent of Ahab and rejected explicit prophecy given to him. And yet, you read in 2 Kings 22, verse 2, that he did what was right in the eyes of Yahweh and didn't turn aside to his right hand or to the left. Well, he did turn aside, did he not, at the end? But he is counted by God as if he were righteous. And yeah, 2 Chronicles 35, 20 says that after all this, after all the good things that Josiah had done for God, after all this, he goes out to fight against Necho. And all you can say then is that he died disobedient. He died weak. But this is a great theme of the Bible, that good men often die imperfect. And in fact, we shall all die imperfect in one way or another. You think of how Jacob ends his life by saying, "I took Shechem from the Amorite by my sword and by my bow." God says, "You did not get the land in possession by your sword or your bow, but I gave it to you by grace." You think of Samson, who's listed in Hebrews 11 as being in the kingdom. He will be in the kingdom. "I want vengeance on the Philistines for the sake of my two eyes." Well, yeah, this was all a lack, certainly, of the Spirit of Christ, and yet he will be saved. So we will all die imperfect, and that is a comfort to us, and also, I think, helps us to be patient with others who clearly are imperfect, and we wonder about their salvation. Well, yeah, we are all going to die imperfect. When we read in 1 Corinthians 15 that at the resurrection we shall be changed, this surely cannot just be a change of nature. there has to be a wider, deeper change, and perhaps it is the function of the Day of Judgment to eternally bring that about. But in practice, I mean, Josiah should have learnt from the precedent of Ahab. He was also slain by archers in his chariot when he was disguised. And that is exactly what happens to Chronicles 35, 23, the archers shot at King Josiah. Well, he should have learned, as we should. Well, we're told that Jeremiah mourned for him. And indeed, he was a good man. And yet, as I say, he died imperfect. And take that whichever way you will, but the reality is that so shall you and I. We are saved by grace, and as we saw in 2 Kings 22, the overall summary of him is that he did not turn aside to the right or to the left. Well, he did actually, in a sense, at the end, but God saw him as righteous because he loved him. And that same love of God is set upon us too. And it's a function of love, I think, not to turn a blind eye to sin, but to count somebody as wonderful because they are your beloved.